You're listening to SBS News.
It was a day in January 2017 that changed Melbourne. Six people were mowed down and killed and 27 others injured in the busy Bourke Street Mall. The man responsible, James Gargasoulis, was sentenced to life in prison after being convicted of mass murder and reckless injury. The inquest is examining the effectiveness of the police response and the treatment of Gargasoulis in the lead-up to the attack. Coroner Jackie Hawkins opened the proceedings by saying, "It has astounded me that many more people were not injured or killed on that day." Of the victims, she added, one by one, their lives were extinguished. The families of victims Bevita Patel, Jess Morty, Matthew C., Yusuke Kano, Talia Haken and Zachary Matthew Bryant were given the chance to address the court. 33-year-old Matthew C. had just finished having lunch with his wife Melinda Tan when he was struck. Ms. Tan has criticised an out-of-sessions bail hearing which released James Gargasoulis 6 days before the attack. She says the process that led to him being released was flawed, and this negligence allowed him to go on what she called this murderous rampage. The court was also played disturbing audio of police radio communications in the lead up to and including the attack. Police can be heard repeatedly calling for the vehicle to be taken out.
"Someone needs to take this vehicle out before it kills someone. Received. Get an opportunity.
Pedestrians hit.
Elizabeth, pedestrians. There any unit that has the opportunity to take the vehicle out?"
The court was also told police had earlier called off a brief pursuit after monitoring Gargasoulis' movements for several hours before the rampage. In the opening, counsel assisting the coroner, Stephen O'Mara, told the court the man responsible for the tragic January day will only be referred to as the offender out of respect for the victims' families. More than 60 witnesses are expected to be called. Most will be members of Victoria Police. Gloria Kalesh, SBS News.